Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Chadash, which means new grain. This is Siman Kuf Ayin Beis 172 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's jump straight in and try to understand what is going on over here. The Torah tells us, V'lechem in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'lechem v'kali v'karmel doisei chalu, all bread or grain, roasted grain, one cannot eat ad etzem ha'yavazeh until this day. Ad aviachem es karban elokeichem, until you bring the sacrifice of your God. Chukas olam, this is an eternal statute of doraisechem for all generations, b'chol moshu esachem, in all of your dwelling places. This is what the Torah tells us. What does that mean precisely? So the Torah is telling us that any grain which was planted in the course of the year from the 16th of Nisan onwards till the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, may not be eaten until the Korban HaOmer, a grain sacrifice, is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, which thereby allows one to eat all the grain planted in the year prior to that moment in time. It is symbolically where we first give the grain to Hashem as a sacrifice, and then we're allowed to have it personally as well. Many people think of a korban as a sacrifice as an animal, but it's worthwhile noting that there are korbanos, sacrifices, which are of grain and of wine. The ones of grain are called menachos, and the ones of wine or liquids are called nesachim. And so therefore, this is a grain sacrifice, it's a korban mincha, it's the korban omer, it's brought of the first barley of the season just sprouting in Israel just around Pesach time. Once it is brought, one is allowed to have a grain from the entire previous year. When in the day is the new grain allowed from the previous year? So it's from the moment that the korban omer was sacrificed, and this is brought in the morning. So what is the rule regarding Chadash nowadays when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and therefore we don't have the Korban HaOmer? So in current times, when there's no Korban HaOmer, the new grain remains forbidden throughout the entire day of the 16th of Nisan. What about when it's a two-day Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz in the diaspora, so the second day of Pesach is a Yom Tov, so outside of Israel, when you have 2 days Yom Tov, it goes until the full 17th of Nisan, which is the second day as well. And it's forbidden until the night of the 18th. Why the whole day, not just till the time the Omer would have been brought? So we're concerned that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away in the middle of that day, as an example. And if that's the case, then if people started eating the grain in the morning, then and the Beis HaMikdash is built, then we will be infringement of this law, or perhaps in the future years we will make the mistake of thinking we can eat earlier when in fact we cannot eat earlier as well. This is what the halacha is, which shows you that we take into account the concern of the building of the Beis HaMikdash any moment in time being so significant that it could happen any moment. What if the grain did not? Which grain is allowed at the 16th of Nisan? So any grain which took root since the previous 16th of Nisan becomes immediately permissible after this 16th of Nisan. What if the grain did not take root before the 16th of Nisan? So it just takes root the day of or going into on the 17th. Then you are asked to wait a year to use that grain for the next time as well. Let's move into the next concept, and that is Chadash in the diaspora. So just to understand the terminology, Chadash means new, Yashan means old. So one is not allowed to eat Chadash. One may not eat new grain of the year until the Pesach passes, until the 16th or now really the 17th of Nisan passes. Once that passes, it renders the entire previous year's grain Yashan, which is old, and one may use it, but the new grain rooting in this year is called Chadash. So Chadash, the new grain, is not allowed. The Yashan, the old grain, is allowed once the 16th of Nisan has passed. So let's ask the question, is the prohibition of Chadash also enforced in the diaspora? So according to many great poskim that the Kitzur brings in his book, the prohibition of Chadash is even outside of Israel is on a Daraisa level. It should be noted that many hold that it is a derabbanon, it is rabbinically prohibited as well. What does that mean? So one must be especially careful with grain crops that were sown close after Pesach, says the Kitzer, as these grains might be forbidden until after Pesach the following year. In practical terms today, right after Pesach is usually actually the easiest time for those who are careful about Chodesh and Yashan, because all the grain products that are on the shelves right after Pesach are from flour which was ground from grain from the year previous to Pesach. So one can be sure that all those grain products are fine. As the year wears on, it becomes more complicated because maybe some of the grain products are from flour which was ground from this year. So how does one resolve this as well? So some kashrus agencies or researched individuals have produced lists to show you can check the label and you can figure out which crop the grain actually came from and knowing whether it came from before Pesach or from after Pesach. So that's one way of figuring it out. More simply, many kashrus agencies just write on any grain products whether it's kemach yashan, which means old grain from prior to the previous Pesach, or whether or if it does not have kemach yashan, it's not. And in generally speaking, if you go into a reliable hechsher, into a restaurant, most restaurants observe yashan because of this, because many people observe yashan in Chutz Laretz as is described in the by the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Now we move to our third concept, which is what is included. So which products derived from forbidden new grain are also included? So beer brewed by new grain, and even the sediment of the beer are forbidden. Additionally, dough leavened with yeast derived from Chodesh makes the entire dough be prohibited, even if the dough itself was from old grain. How should one handle grain where there is a doubt as to whether it's Chodesh Yashan? So if there's a doubt whether the grain is Chodesh or Yashan, one should ask a Poisek. It's worthwhile noting that many Poiskim are lenient in Chutz La'aretz to treat it like a Derabbanan. That means to say, if one does not know if this is from before or after Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, one may be Mekel, whereas in the Israel, one may not be Mekel. Safik Daraisa L'Chumra. This requires a question to be asked, because a lot of times people say today, well, I don't know. But it's actually very easy to find out in many situations, and therefore that does not constitute a doubt. So one has to ask this question. Finally, last topic is ownership, and that is, does the prohibition of Chodesh apply to grain grown in a field owned by a non-Jew? So the Kitzer records at some point, Skim rule, that Chodesh only applies to grain grown in the fields belonging to Jews or leased by Jews from non-Jews. So if it's owned by a non-Jew and leased from a non-Jew, and then it is permissible, and many rely on this leniency in difficult situations. Is there a disagreement about the grain grown in non-Jewish fields? So many poskim actually maintain that even grain grown in a non-Jewish field is subject to the Chodesh prohibition, and therefore it is praiseworthy if one is strict about this to avoid that situation. This is an area in Halacha that so many people are unaware of, and it's so important to do this. The next time you go into any store, look and ask about Yashan, and they'll show you on the certificate that usually it is Yashan. And then also find out and look on the packages of any challahs that one will buy at a Jewish bakery, and one will see that it says Kemach Yashan, and this is because of this prohibition, which, God willing, we'll all be able to celebrate and commemorate fully in Israel when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt with the Korban HaOmer. This is why we call it Siras HaOmer. We count from the Korban HaOmer, which is why it is called as such. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful, meaningful